Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, 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 and welcome to On Friday Inspire with your host, Miss On Friday Inspire Self, Aaliyah Butler, and my guest, Calvin Foster, but I'll introduce him a little bit later. But I want to thank, hey, Dina, I want to thank, and everybody's joining on, thank you. We are going live on Facebook Live, folks. So for those of you who are in radio world, don't think that we're losing our mind. We're telling people, hey, and we're kind of responding. We are actually live on Facebook Live, so you can see us there as well. I want to thank our sponsors. We have Bridgewell Realty, Inc. We thank you so much. Ms. Bridget Howell is the owner of Bridgewell Realty, Inc., located in Conyers, Georgia. Contact her at 404-941-0435, and she'll take care of all of your real estate needs. And for a special price to sell your home, she says to mention On Friday Inspire. So thank you so much, Bridgewell Realty, Inc., for supporting On Friday Inspire. Hey, everybody. And then we have Bodyology. Bodyology takes care of all your infomercials, your commercials, you name it. They're taking care of that stuff for you. And Bridgewell Realty, Inc., Bodyology, and Unique Expression by Design, they all have a Facebook page. So go out there and visit them and let them know you heard about it right here on Friday Inspire. Hey, everybody, how y'all doing? That's a cousin of yours?
That's cousin of mine. What's going on, kids?
Well, guys, we have tonight, we're so excited about having Calvin back on the show with a new topic. Thank you. Welcome back. The topic is integrating God in everything. And so, you know, sometimes we integrate him in some things, but he said, give me total control. Give me total access. So it's time to integrate him in everything. So we welcome you back to On Friday Inspire.
Thank you so much for having me.
So introduce yourself.
So I'm Calvin Foster, just a country boy from Georgia, retired Marine, currently working at the Department of Veteran Affairs, also a real estate agent, so doing that here, living in Gwinnett County in Coon. And really just glad to be back home after retiring from military and just amazed by everything that God is doing right now in my life, for people in general. I've always said that 2019, have your cup out because God is just pouring out blessings. I stand amazed this year at the things that are going on, the overflow, the spiritual movement, the awakening, the people I see being drawn to Christ, the people I see just adding to their lives. This is just an abundant year, so I'm glad to be a part of it. I'm excited and just joyful to be playing a part in the kingdom and seeing it go forward.
Amen, amen. So the topic tonight is integrating God in everything. So, Calvin, tell us, what does that topic itself mean to you?
Okay, so when we talk about, like the subject says, integrating God into everything, what I'm really focusing on is the covenant.
Okay.
So I really need to take some time here and pause and talk about what that is. Mm-hmm. And what it is not specifically. Okay, so when we talk about the covenant, we're really talking about a special relationship. Okay. It is a relationship that you have first through obedience.
Talk about that.
Okay, so this relationship, it is not one that everyone is in, but everyone has access to. Okay, so let's talk about what their relationship is and what it is not. So one of the best instances I can think of in the Bible of someone who existed in the covenant was Job.
Okay.
Okay, so if you remember the story of Job, Job was considered to be an upright man in God's sight, and the devil came by one day, and God asked him, well, what are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
And he said, I'm going to and fro about the earth seeking whom I may devour.
Mm-hmm.
And God asked him one question. He said, have you considered my servant Job? And Job said something that is very peculiar. He says, how can I get to Job since you have him protected and hedged about? And so that's really what I want to talk about tonight, that special relationship that Job had that was different from other people. Okay, and so now we pull this forward to, obviously, Job existed in the law and the Old Testament. As we exist now in grace and mercy, God spoke to the elders and men of old directly, but now he speaks to us through his Son and through the Holy Spirit and his Word. So how do we get into this position like Job was in? And so one of the first things we have to do to enjoy this relationship is to be obedient to the gospel. So you have to be born again, faith walking, believing, confessed, and converted believer in Jesus Christ. And now that puts you in a position to enjoy this relationship. So let's talk about a couple, one thing that this relationship is not. It's not just being good.
All right, say that.
Good one. Okay. It's not just being good. There are a lot of people who are good,
mm-hmm.
Good natured, good toward other people, actually loving, actually kind. But this is not that relationship. So let's talk about some of the characteristics of this relationship.
Okay.
So people get it confused in that I'm in a relationship with God, and that may or may not be the case, because the Bible says that God calls the sun and the rain to fall on the just and the unjust.
Okay.
And so that is God's, what we call, providence.
Mm-hmm.
That's God's love toward the entire planet. So if you go to school for X amount of years, then you can get a degree, and you can find a job, you can invest that money somewhere else, and you can become rich and, by the world's standards, successful.
Okay.
If you are out and you're dating and you find a person that matches sort of you and your personality, your type, then you can be happy in that way. And a lot of people make this mistake and say, I am blessed. But blessings come from God to those in the covenant. You are not in the covenant unless you've been obedient.
Okay.
So now let's look at what that covenant actually is in a little bit deeper sense. And what it is, really is, that obedience to God is going to form a relationship with you that is like no other.
Right.
Okay, and so we look at your obedience, we look at your walk, it becomes your strength. It becomes your peace.
Mm-hmm.
It becomes your what's another word I'm looking for? It becomes basically your foundation.
Okay.
That's another good word for it. And as you, and one of the things, and this is why it's so important, this relationship is fueled by the Word of God.
Right.
So if you don't know God, you don't know the Word of God, how can you have a relationship with God?
Woo!
Okay, so that separates apples and oranges there a little bit better. You can't really say you believe in something that you're not aware of, nor are you a part of. So that's one of the things that helps you understand why it's necessary to be obedient to enter into this relationship. And so that's sort of what it is in a nutshell.
you said something a moment ago. You said everyone's not in that relationship.
Mm-hmm.
You said, but they have access to it. I like the way you put that.
Right.
You said everyone's not in it, but they have access to it.
Right.
And do you think a lot of them aren't in it because they don't realize they have access?
Well, I think a lot of people are confused by what it is and what it means to get in it. And so we have a lot of I don't want to Bible bash it, but we have a lot of folks that are not teaching a true gospel.
Okay, that's true.
Okay, so when you watch TV right now, what you see is a lot of televangelists and things like that who are actually motivational speakers.
Okay.
They pump you up and make you feel good. They tell you something that's really nice. They tell you something that sort of coincides with your life. And they deal with life issues first and relationship issues versus issues of a spiritual nature.
Okay.
So you're feeling good. You're maybe better able to handle a situation in your life. You may not have a stronger spiritual connection. So a lot of people are confused about what the covenant is and how to get it. They believe they're in it, but they have not had any real experiences with God to actually manifest it as true. They're going off of feeling, and we know feelings you can't really go off at. So even in Christ, some days you're feeling on top of the world, some days you're not so on top of the world. So it's more than just a feeling. And most folks in the religious realm now are being moved by feeling and emotion versus a true knowledge of what the Spirit is and what the Word is. So we sort of have to differentiate there, because we're not really hearing people preaching and not talk about sin.
Mm-mm.
Make me feel good about what I'm doing, about what I'm in, and then let me be okay with it. And let me leave here feeling okay. There is no such thing as hell. Everybody's going to heaven, and make me feel good when I leave here. And entertain me, too. And so we see that there's some confusion there and a move away from what the true gospel is, which is Jesus Christ, his resurrection, and having a relationship and faith in him that is according to the Word of God. Most people go to church now, they don't read Bibles in church anymore. You get talked to and you get allowed to leave. And so that's never going to create that relationship that is paramount to having that true experience with God.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So the person that is obedient,
mm-hmm.
okay, this obedient person, it has the first making a decision.
Right.
Right. They made a decision that I want this relationship.
Right.
Because I cannot tell my spouse, significant other, whatever, hey, we're together, rest of our life. So we don't even know each other.
Right. Okay, so we're created in the image of God and in his likeness.
Right.
And one of the key parts about God that is like us is the ability to have free will.
Right.
Jesus and God, they're gentlemen.
Mm-hmm.
They stand at the door and they knock. They don't kick doors in. So they don't, God didn't force himself on anyone. Just
right.
As soon as you accept him, you can reject him, so does I. So it really, a lot of it is a free will choice. If God was just taking people a hostage and making them do what he wants them to do, and that's not God. That's not a God concept. If we just were saved by just being and existing, then that's not what God is. So you're right. A key element to this is a mindset.
Yes.
And that mindset is formed through experiences.
Okay.
You have to, we told it, we're saved by the word of our testimony.
Mm-hmm.
You have got to go through some things to actually have this type of relationship. I can tell you about it, but as old folks say, you got to know them for yourself. You got to have a testimony, and you have to have a faith that allows you to go through some things. Even as Job did, we brought him up earlier, he had to go through some things. Now God took that hedge from around him and gave the devil full access to him, except for one point, is don't kill him.
Right.
You want to kill him, but don't kill him. And we know that he had he really had his way with him. So we understand that it comes with trials, it comes with tests, and we have to allow God to take us to places and through places and believe in him. And that relationship becomes stronger and stronger and stronger.
Amen. Amen. Now, so.
Hey, Dana. My fiance don't lie.
So we go from that decision to the obedience.
Obedience.
And then you move into that
relationship.
And from there, it's just like indescribable.
Well, you I find that for me, it's a peace.
Right.
It's that Philippians 4:7 peace that passes all understanding. Peace I give you, not as the world gives you, but the peace I leave with you.
Right.
And so I see myself, I know when I'm in that relationship.
Mm-hmm.
I know when I'm lined up right. I know when I'm in God's will.
Mm-hmm.
You know when you're under the veil. You can feel it. You can sense it. You understand it. Sometimes it overwhelms me.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if God works, I get quiet. God works on me, it may break me into tears.
Mm-hmm.
So you know through experience when you're in that relationship and when you're lined up right on the word of God,
mm-hmm.
in obedience, and that relationship is right. You know when you're right and you're significant other,
mm-hmm.
and you're happy. It's the same thing with God.
Mm-hmm.
I know when God and I are right and on the same frequency, singing from the same page, and it's a joy that you have when you're in line with your Creator.
Right.
Yeah.
My mom puts it like this when she's talking about, you know, people being in sync. She said you're sipping from the same straw.
Right. Right. That's a good way to put it. Right.
So, I love it. So,
hey, Tamara,
you have people, and thank you for sharing, everybody who has joined us. Welcome to On Fire to Inspire. And so, you know, you have that oneness. And it's not one side. It's you're speaking with him, but you're being still enough to hear him talk back to you.
Man, that is amazing. I can tell you, and that's amazing because I can tell you, I went to Colorado
mm-hmm.
last year.
Okay.
And people ask me, well, why do you go hunting? You know, what do you get out of doing that? And if God's time, and it's my time.
Okay.
It's our sharing time.
Okay.
It's when I can talk to him, and just as clear as day, he talks back to me.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm sitting there at 5 or 6 o'clock in the morning, in the dark, don't hear a sound, and I look over my shoulder to the east, and you see the first rays of sun start to try to peek up over the horizon and break through the trees. And you see God start to lift the earth and wake it up, and the birds and the squirrels and the place comes alive. You slowly see him begin to start that miracle of life all over again. And it is amazing. It overwhelms me. I don't hear sound. And so when I went to Colorado, you say you're nurturing that relationship.
Mm-hmm.
I think I went to Grand Junction, Colorado, or somewhere mm-hmm. north of there, and I was at 10,000, 11,000 feet elevation. I mean, we were up like airplane high.
Woo.
And so once I got there, we were so far away that I really couldn't hear anything. If I looked to my right, I saw a canyon, and maybe 20 miles away, I could see the San Juan Mountains.
Hmm.
If I looked to my left, I could see over into Utah, and I would see the LaSalle Mountains. They were snow-covered.
Okay.
The San Juans were orange and brown colors. And the amazing thing, the reason I'm telling this story is, for one of the first times in my life, I was in a situation where I could hear absolutely nothing. There is no sound. There weren't many birds up there. I mean, there was no sound. Can you imagine being in a situation where you hear absolutely nothing?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think many people have never been in that situation in life where you don't hear anything.
Right. You normally at least some birds.
You have normally at least some birds or something. I heard nothing for about an hour or so, and I just broke down. It overwhelmed me because at that moment I was totally focused on the magnificence and the majesty, the glory of God. And that's what that relationship is. I got chills going on back now. So that's what that relationship is.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so until you can have those experiences with God, He really can't talk to you.
Mm-hmm.
People's lives right now are filled with too much noise.
Say that again.
Too much noise.
And if He was talking, they can't hear Him anyway because of all the noise.
And so an essential part of this relationship, listen to me, an essential part of this relationship is you sitting still. The scriptures say, be still and know that I am God.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you need to be still? Because in your stillness, now I can take over. I can talk and you can listen. And when so this relationship, it needs to be nurtured to grow. It needs prayer.
Mm-hmm.
It needs that quiet time. It needs meditation.
Mm-hmm.
It needs sometimes flipping your plate over and fasting.
Mm-hmm.
It needs a special thing that you and God do.
Mm-hmm.
So one of my things is not just hunting, but I also garden.
Okay.
And sometimes I'm out there, I go out and use it every day. My dog is running around, but that's the time. My dog is running around being silly, but that's the time, another time, that God ministers to me and God talks to me. So I don't just have, which is very important, mm-hmm. you know, church. And I go there and I praise and I shout and I worship and I cry and roll on the floor and do all that. But I also... And that's sort of almost like a relationship. Me in a relationship with my fiance, we have a special thing that only we understand.
Right, right.
So me and God and I have a special thing that only He and I understand.
Right.
And so that is the building block of that relationship. And that relationship becomes stronger because He and I are both adding to it.
Right. I like that.
And so you have to have now not only that this relationship has to be nurtured.
Mm-hmm.
It has to be protected.
Say that.
Okay.
Say that.
So not only with all of the thanks for tuning in, Jose and Hattie. So not only is this relationship needs to be nurtured, it also needs to be protected.
Mm-hmm.
I was looking at, you know, these memes they'd be sending out now with, you know, different things, different wise things on.
Mm-hmm.
This meme was a clove of garlic.
Okay.
And in that clove of garlic, one little slice was taken out. And they had taken a slice of a tangerine and stuck it in there. And it fit perfectly.
Okay.
And the meme was, just because you fit doesn't mean you're in the right place.
Wow.
Okay, so too many of us are in situations where we don't fit.
Mm-hmm.
Relationships, people, things on our job, and these all affect that relationship and that covenant that you're in.
Mm-hmm.
The covenant prospers and thrives in peace. Not just peace of mind.
Amen.
Relationship.
Amen.
So we have too many people trying to have the peace of God in a crazy situation.
Woo!
All right? And it just does not work that way. You have got to have peace.
Mm-hmm.
to enjoy that relationship with God.
Mm-hmm.
Because if not, what happens is I may be just someone that I someone that I minister to through jazz,
okay,
through music. Different like, and not any singing. It's just like the violin or this sound. You know,
mm-hmm.
God spoke the earth into existence, the whole universe through a sound.
Mm-hmm.
So these are frequencies, and we could get into that again in creation. But sometimes that'll minister to me. I experience God through music. I've always loved music.
Mm-hmm.
And say, for instance, when if someone came in, or I'm at work, someone that I don't get along with comes and decides, you know what, I'm always in a bad mood, and I'm about to come and disturb your peace. And that'll happen. And so a lot of times, even the relationship we're in, we may be good.
Yes.
But the other person is not lined up right. They're not on the same frequency. They're not drinking from the same straw.
Uh-huh.
They may not be lined up or under the veil of any covenant at that time, because we do step in and out of that covenant. And that's called disobedience, but that's for another day. And so we have to make sure that we are guarding that relationship and allowing people to come into our space,
mm-hmm.
that nurture that relationship.
Amen. And not take
right.
from it.
Right.
Because, you know, you can have those who seem to become a toxic part of
mm-hmm.
your life, and they seem to draw you away from things.
Right, and so that's key.
Uh-huh.
And
it's a good suffer.
Hey, thank you, Hitty. So, and so we have to make sure that the people we are allowing in our space, the things that we do,
uh-huh.
Because really, what this covenant through obedience and through experiencing, it becomes a shield to us. And when we are, our peace is disturbed,
uh-huh.
that shield is down.
That's true. That is
and
so true.
And so the devil, he can't read our minds like God can.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what he does is he can the devil observes and he presents. He can see you. He can see what broke you before, and he can present you with options. But notice, even in that, what Jesus did. When Jesus taken to the desert and was tempted for 40 days and 40 nights, how did he survive that? The devil came to him and said, I know you're hungry. If you be the Son of God, turn these stones into what? Bread.
Mm-hmm.
He took him up to a high place. Said, if you be the Son of God, cast yourself down from this place, for he said his angels will not allow you to be harmed. And then he tried it one last time. All the kingdoms and all the riches, all the glory of the world will I give to you, except that you bow down to me. And Jesus said, thou shalt not tempt the Lord our God, man shall not live by word but bread alone. So all Jesus did was hit him with scripture.
Hit him with the word.
You hit him with the word. You hit him with the word. And so the word is your shield. So this relationship, because even when Jesus left, he said, I'm sending you a comforter.
Uh-huh.
And what's his job? It's to bring you comfort and peace.
Uh-huh.
But he only does that one way. And that's why Jesus said, bring into your remembrance all those things that I've taught you. And so an essential part of this is you've got to know the word of God for this thing to work.
Mm-hmm.
For you to be in the covenant, you got to know what it is.
Right.
You got to know what it is.
Right.
You got to have some understanding of God's power in the word through the stories, but also through your experience. And so it has to be protected. It has to be fed and all of those things.
You just made me think about something. The intercessors and I were talking, and I said, you know what? I said, when you don't know the truth, you can live out a lie. And so it's just like with that word. If you don't know his word, what are you living out? You can't even bring something back up like the cattle. You
don't
have anything to stand on.
You don't know.
So I like how you put that. I like how you put that. That is like.
So it becomes as you allow God, and God will take you to some very low places and let you see the bottom. He may or may not let you touch it, but he's going to bring you back up, and you got to have faith when that happens. I remember an incident where I was actually in the military, in the Marine Corps, and I experienced several traumatic events. My daddy died from cancer, my brother was murdered, and I was going through a rocky, very rocky relationship. My chest started hurting. I went to the doctor, and they were like, it was a condition that I had, a Wolf Parkinson life. I didn't know what it was at the time, but they just discovered it.
Mm-hmm.
And they thought it was pain and a heart attack. So they went ballistic, and I went flying out of there in the ambulance and to the emergency room. But they were, like, calling the head. I could hear him. They're like, he's in cardiac arrest.
Wow.
And so my first instinct was panic, fear. But right when you need God the most, he will show up.
Yes, he will.
And I said, wait a minute. I've been professing and playing all this long time. It's time to show and prove.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you, a peace came over me, that same peace. I was like, you know what? It's my time to go, God. It's just me and you.
Mm-hmm.
I have no other help but you at this time.
Mm-hmm.
I am in your hands. And had I not had that relationship that was so close, there's no way I could have manifested like that.
What?
There's no way you could testify like that. I could have been laying on that gurney in the ambulance, literally laying on my deathbed.
Yes.
But I was convinced that God could help me.
Mm-hmm.
And I think 5 hours later, I was walking out of there on my own 2 feet.
You know, you put him in remembrance of his word.
Right.
That's all you can do,
right,
is put him in remembrance of his
right.
word.
And
because it's a relationship. Oh, my God. That's
the relationship. The relationship.
Ooh.
And so, how you see yourself?
Oh, how you the enemy sends us to substance, but God proves his word. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
Now, one thing, another thing about this relationship, after you and God have grown and become closer, you're praying, you're fasting, you're going to create an energy. And the Bible calls it your light. People are going to be attracted to it.
Yeah,
all kinds of people. All right, so when I'm really there, women will approach it for the wrong reasons.
Yeah.
And so they'll be attracted to it. I'm like, wait, no, that ain't me being all cool and slick. This is the spirit of God you're attracted to. So I can't
right.
I can't work in that. So it attracts people. And this is your time to do the other part of this relationship, which is handle your assignments.
Right.
Okay, yeah. God has not enriched you, formed this relationship with you, brought through truth, brought you through tests, temptations, and trials for you to just be great all by yourself. Okay, so you have some assignment.
You got a place, boy.
So you become a walking Bible. as an old brother told me one time, you may be the only Bible some people read.
Uh-huh.
All right, and they not go to church, but they see you.
Right.
And some assignments are people like, you know what? A short story here real quick. I had a guy come put a roof on my house a while back. And I could tell he wanted to talk. I did not want to talk to him. I was like, man, get this roof on my house. Y'all banging on top of my house. Y'all out here tearing up stuff. I just want to go back. I just want to go back to work and go inside. Y'all put this roof on my house. Yeah, but every time I came out, he would stop and talk to me. Then he said, he just broke out and said, are you a minister? and I really did not want to deal with this man. But And I was like, yeah, I know the word of God. I'm a Christian. And he just kept talking. And 3 hours later, my computer system is shut down. And I'm standing in my yard, witnessing to this young man about, you know, he's older than me, but a situation that he was going through.
Mm-hmm.
So later that day, and this is how God will use you, if you stay in line with the covenant, God can use you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm standing there, my fiance in the yard, I'm holding this man's hand with both heads bowed, praying together. I know this man from Adam at 8 o'clock that morning, but he trusted me enough, and he knew something was different.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, you are a preacher. And he's like, I want you to talk to me. And before he left, he's like, I want you to pray for me.
Wow.
And so you get assignment, and God is able to multiply and grow the kingdom through your faith, through your obedience, and through you walking in the light, if he is the light, and he can use you as a clean vessel at that time.
Oh, man.
And so then you get the assignments that you don't like. And so my next door neighbor, I don't like.
He really don't like it.
So let me tell you, this is God, I'm not perfect. I didn't like my next door neighbor.
Okay.
I thought they were a little bit crazy, and they didn't clean up like I wanted them to. So I was at war with my next door neighbor. And so one of the things I did, because we all started bathing in Christ, we have to grow.
Amen. We have to grow.
And so I'm defeating the war spirit. And so I put up, I think it was $2,000 worth of hedges between me and my neighbor. So I didn't like the yard look really bad. It was just stuff everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So I put this hedge up, and I just wanted to separate myself from my neighbors. I'm like, gosh, they were really chatty. They would come in my yard without saying anything. It was just like, oh, this is different. And I would snap on my neighbor every now and then to try to get him to leave me alone. I was snapping at him. And so, you know, let me tell you, I was snapping on my neighbor. I hope he can be online, because you know what, Vincent? We are friends now. And let me tell you how that happened, Vincent. So this neighbor, God will talk to you in this covenant, in this relationship. God will talk to you.
Yes.
And so I noticed one day, because they don't want to keep the yard up.
Okay.
I noticed one day, I kept noticing, when I go out and cut grass, he starts cutting grass.
Okay.
I didn't pay any attention to that. So I start trimming hedges, and it will be the same day almost at the same time. He starts trimming hedges.
Okay.
And I noticed one day that I started working in my garden. I came outside and was in the spirit of God, almost in tears, because God was working on me and with me on another thing. And I looked across into his yard, and he had planted tomatoes and some other stuff. And the spirit spoke to me and said, don't fight him, dummy. Minister to him. He's your assignment.
Ooh.
He's doing what you do. He's doing what he sees you do. And if you can lead him in the garden cutting hedges, you can lead him into the kingdom.
Wow.
And so I'm just like sitting there blown away, not really wanting this assignment, but he's my assignment.
Mm-hmm.
And so now God has revealed that to me.
Mm-hmm.
Just like the people you like talking to, you enjoy talking to, that you enjoy being around, I have some other assignments that you may not like as much, but I have trained you, I have taught you, you know me, I know you, and he is yours.
Wow.
And so, with the covenant, with the blessing, comes work.
Yes,
first thing God had Adam doing we're working.
Mm-hmm.
He comes with work. So
he said you were his example.
Thank you, Betsy.
What I was going to say was you was his motivation, because he didn't have the desire to do anything until he saw you. So the light of God on the inside of you woke up what was on the inside of you.
It woke up what that was in me. That's exactly right.
It's clicking in the spirit.
Yeah, something in him. And you know what? You might not have got it anywhere else. You might not have got it anywhere else. He might not have got it anywhere else. And it's too many times where we have opportunity to share that special relationship that we have with God
mm-hmm.
with somebody else.
Right.
And I repent of the time that I didn't do it.
Yes.
And because we have the ability. I'm in a group right now called Man Up, and it's a spiritual men support group. And one of the things we said was we need to start witnessing to those people that we have opportunity to, that we come in contact with on our jobs and in our neighborhood and at the PTA and as a real estate agent that I bump into. I have opportunity to witness to them.
Mm-hmm.
And so that is the way you really integrate God into all aspects of your life, because of this closeness relationship, this obedience you have to God, because you've seen him take you through trials, you've seen him manifest himself through you into other people. And it creates a mindset, and that's how you integrate God into all aspects of your life, because as you're walking in the presence of God, whether I'm at home, at school, at church, standing in line at Brewster's, God is there in me.
Mm-hmm.
And if people speak to me, they're around me, it's going to come out. And that's how you integrate God into all those different aspects. You carry it with you wherever you go.
Right.
And so it'll manifest itself.
Amen. Vincent said you were created for that moment and many more.
Amen.
Go ahead, Pastor.
Amen.
You know, this has been some good stuff. I think for those of you who have joined late, you want to go back and listen to this, whether you're listening to the online radio show or you're watching us on Facebook Live, welcome as the latecomers to On Fire to Inspire. Our topic tonight is integrating God in everything. Mm-hmm. And Calvin has really, really brought it home. He's given us some personal accounts of, you know, some fun assignments that he looks forward to, yet he's given us some not-so-fun assignments. And it's those not-so-fun assignments that you say, you know what, God, you're right. I got to repent because
right.
This was all you. It's not about my emotions. I got to get out of my emotion and get out of my own way and let him be God.
Right.
You know, you have a work to do. And I just said that to the ladies on Saturday. I emceed an event. And I told them, I said, remember that you're on assignment.
Right. You are on assignment.
So the last thing,
and it's sort of, I don't know what Vincent is talking about. I always remember it's not about you. And I tell people all the time that I see who are in the covenant, who have God in their center, who are in alignment, under the veil, hedged about, you're blessed.
Mm-hmm.
Now, just a real quick judgment, blessing doesn't always mean money.
Right.
People think blessing, I'm going to get some money. No, Jesus said the poor you have with you always. So even if everybody was holy, everybody's not going to have money. So your blessings may come from God in health. It may come in prosperity. It may come in material wealth. It may come in just longevity.
Mm-hmm.
God can bless you in many different ways. But don't look for God to bless you in just one way. God's going to bless you like he wants to do it.
Right.
But you have to remember one thing, and this is what I want to throw the end on, that you are blessed for only one reason. You have to go be a blessing to somebody else.
You better say that. You are blessed to be a blessing to someone else.
Right.
Amen.
It's for the furtherance of the kingdom.
And for the furtherance of the kingdom. Amen.
Yeah.
But we appreciate you tonight sharing. I mean, because, you know, people don't want to get real. You know, they don't want to take off
real.
The facade and take the mask off.
You
said, listen, I didn't like him.
I didn't mean real.
And now we're friends because I walked in obedience.
from that relationship that you have with the Father.
Right.
And your light is shining. The spirit of who he was in you.
Amen.
Shine and made him
Amen.
Want to do some things. And has you been like, I ain't talking to you.
Yeah.
Like, you know what? I don't want to talk to you.
But because of that relationship, God just tapped on the shoulder.
Get right now.
Get right.
Get it together.
Get right. He's your neighbor. Love your neighbor.
Amen. So tell Amplified Inspire family how they can follow you.
You can find me on Instagram, Atlanta Dream Homes by CJ. You can also find my personal page on Instagram, Country Boy CJ. You can find me on Facebook at Calvin J. Foster. And I am really all about moving into, people have prophesied it over me, about really going hard into the ministry. It's been prophesied over me. It's been told that people have called me out. I'm really about pleasing God and doing what I need to do to be a part of the kingdom and kids grow. So find me, follow me. If I can help you any way I can, I will. And just look forward to connecting and seeing and just being a part of helping somebody grow as I grow myself.
Amen. I think everybody enjoyed the conversation tonight, and it's a great reminder of how we can integrate God in everything that
everything.
We do. Not something, but everything.
Amen.
So thank you for joining us again tonight. We welcome you back. We thank you. And, guys, don't forget about our sponsors. Go out and visit them. You have Vodyology, and that's V, and then Audio, L-O-G-Y, Vodyology, and they are our people that does commercials or infomercials. So anything you've seen in the form of a video concerning myself recently has been Vodyology. We have Bridgewell Realty, Inc., and also Unique Expression by Design. Go out and take a look at all of our sponsors. Let them know that you heard it right here on Friday Inside. We appreciate you guys. We'll be back same time, same place next week, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I am Aaliyah Butler, Miss On Friday Inside, and we'll see you then.
Thank you. God bless you.